Do you know what it feels like to live on the streets of Japan? I know what it feels like to live on the streets of Japan. I know what it feels like to live on the streets of Fukuoka, Japan, specifically. This was part of my three-year mega journey around the world from 2013 to 2016 when I travelled all over the world and I didn't come back to England, which is kind of like my country, I think. I don't know. Is it? I still can't say that England is like my country. I can't fucking really claim my birthright here, my citizenship. I just can't do it. It's always been a weird relationship, me and England. It just has. I don't feel like this is my home a lot of times. And yet, I appreciate lots of... We're not making an episode about England. We're making an episode about when I lived in Japanese net cafes for an entire month. That's what this episode is about. Stay focused, please. Thank you. Thanks. I'm going to stay focused. So, I know what it's like to live on the streets of Fukuoka, Japan. All day. And then at night, go into a net cafe and sleep for not many hours. And then wake up before the sun's fully risen and go out there onto the hard, cold streets of Fukuoka, of Hakata, which is a part of Fukuoka, and survive. Thrive. I know what it's like. And I miss it. I do. There's a lot of time when, a lot of times when I think back to this time in my life, and I get a heavy nostalgia for not just the time, not just me, you know, being outside all day, suffering through all of that. And then, you know, laying down in a fucking tiny cubicle on the floor in a net cafe, a nice smelling, like a neutral smelling is the best way I could describe it, with a bit of smoke hanging around the air as well, hovering around in the air. A lot of anime, a lot of manga, a lot of Japanese men and some foreigners wanking furiously all night. What was my point again? Look, I miss it. I miss it despite all of those things that seem like they could be bad. And a lot of them were bad. A lot of those things were bad. But I do miss it. I do get this heavy nostalgia for that time in my life. Those days I spent outside just fucking trying to spend the hours until I could go into one of my two favorite net cafes there. Both were Manbus. Both were branches of Manbu. One was by Hakata Station. And another one was by Canal City. And Canal City is a shopping mall that I used to spend a lot of time in as well, in Fukuoka. And those were my two branches that I went to and I slept most nights. There was another one that was actually cheaper and I could stay for more hours, but it just didn't have it, you know. it was actually a better deal staying in that one. And I can't remember the name. It may have been Cyback. I know I have... it's on my wall here. I have the membership card for Cyback somewhere. I have the Manbu card here. Gold. It's a gold members card for Manbu on my wall. Where's Cyback? Yeah, there it is. It may have been Cyback. That might have been a Cyback that I stayed in. but I'm not entirely sure. It could have just been another one that I've forgotten the name of. But I stayed in that other one. There was another one there in Fukuoka that I stayed in sometimes. For a few nights, I stayed in that. Several nights. But it just, it didn't have that feel to it. It was actually a better deal. Pretty much the same, but cheaper. And I could actually spend more hours in it than I could in Mambu. But in Mambu, Mambu had free, well, I say free, it's included. It's included in the price, okay? Complimentary ice cream and coffee. So after I'd been, you know, exhausted all day outside walking around, I would come inside, you know, needing to sleep, and then I would I'd drink fucking ice cream and coffee, wouldn't I? Great fucking idea. But I really would. Ow, I just hurt my hand. Ow, fuck, I just hurt my other hand. But I would. I would drink coffee, the included coffee, and I would drink the included ice cream, soft serve ice cream. They were both delicious. And then I would most nights still be able to sleep. I would go out like that, like a light. I really would, like a fucking light bulb. Just, I would hit the, because I would always get the cube, the cubicle that didn't have a chair. It didn't have like a computer chair, a desk chair. It had just a floor that was a mat for sleeping. And I think it may have had like a small weird chair, like a Japanese style chair for the floor, maybe, or like some kind of weird pillow, leather pillow thing or something. But there was nothing else really in there, except for the floor. And then there was, of course, there was a desk, you know, like a shelf for the television and the computer screen. And the computer was there as well. And yeah, so I would go in. Do you want to know the story? Do you want to know the story of like a night in one of these places? I mean, I wrote about it in my book, Mega, A Three-Year Journey, my memoir. And it was one of my favorite, it is one of my favorite chapters. And it was one of my favorite chapters to write as well in the book. And I go in detail about it, the whole experience and what it was like for that month in Fukuoka. And it was a month, like there was, when I first got to Fukuoka from Korea, I came over by boat. It was very romantic through the night. And then I arrived in the morning and I stayed in a hotel the first few nights, but, I think it was the first few nights. It wasn't just one night. It may have just been one night. I think it was a few nights though, at least two. I don't know. I can't remember off the top of my head. It's in the book. So just go read the book to know that precise detail that I'm for some reason talking about a lot, aren't I? So I stayed in a hotel at the very beginning, and I stayed also in a hostel, like somewhere around the middle. I stayed in a hostel for a few nights, but I mean, I was in Fukuoka for a month or more. I think it was a bit more than a month, maybe I was there, but definitely around a month. And most of it was this life of being outside and at night going into the fucking net cafes. So I say a month, and it was a month. That's what it felt like. It was a month of living like this. If you want to say it was 26 days, maybe. Okay, say it was 26 or 25 days. But I think it was actually an entire month. So I'm going with a month. That's what I go with, a month. Anyway. I'm going to tell you now the experience of going into one of these places in Japan and you know, getting your cubicle and falling the fuck asleep in the midst of a lot of Japanese men jerking off and watching anime and porn and stuff and living their lives. Because there's a lot of people in these cafes that they actually fucking live there. And you actually, you know, you see it. You see it when you walk around the floor. You see, like, people, they have, like, a whole setup. Like, they have fucking a wardrobe. You can peek in every now and then. You see one that's, like, it's got, like, fucking 20 jackets on the wall. And just garbage bags full of belongings. And, like, they've decorated the fucking cubicle. It's theirs. It's their fucking apartment, basically. It's very interesting. Anyway, so this is what you do. You go into Manbu. Let's see. You go into Manbu. You're in Japan. You go into Manbu. You speak English, pretty much. That's what I did to the people at the front desk. And maybe you throw in a bit of Japanese, you know, the Japanese you know, which I did every now and then. And the first time, they will usually give you a membership card. And if you don't show them your membership card, they'll ask, hey, you got a membership card? You need one? And if it's your first time, they'll give you a membership card. And they're really fucking cool as well. It's like you feel like you're part of a club. It's a great business move to have that thing. It's a great detail to have. It's you feel like you're part of the family, you know? It's a great idea. And yeah, I have one. I have one still. I think I have a few, actually. I don't know where the other ones are, though. Anyway, they'll give you this card. You'll fill out a form, okay? You'll fill it out in English. And it's not too difficult, but you have to fill it out. And you have to give it to them. And then they give you the card. And then you go, then they ask you a few questions, like, what kind of cubicle do you want? And you should say, if you're actually trying to sleep, you should say, you know, the one that was just is just a floor. You don't want anything else in there. You don't want anything, any nasty surprises. You don't want a chair. And then they will assign you a cube and they'll say, hey, this is your cube. Go for it. And I can't remember if they, like, give you anything. I can't remember if I don't think there's a key or anything like that. Yeah, I can't remember, but I don't think there is. And you just go there. They might give you something, like, I don't know, but like a brochure or something. But yeah, I can't remember right now. Anyway, so they used to give me free cigarettes because they ask if you want the smoking or non-smoking as well, I think. And they used to give me these free, like, boxes of these really thin Japanese cigarettes that were basically just like an advertisement for the cigarette company. They were like basically taster cigarettes, like, hey, preview it and then buy some, you know, a big pack later kind of thing. Because there was only a few, there was only like a small number in there, and they were really thin, and there was hardly any tobacco in them. But I would still smoke them, and I kept the packets as well. Yeah. So after that, after you check in, you go to your cubicle, you go find it, and you open the door, you go in, you throw your things down, and then you go on, you know, the internet, and you might put the TV on as well. I usually used to put the TV on, just watch a bit of Japanese news and stuff, and whatever was on, chat some Japanese shows. And then you go and you get your coffee and your ice cream because you want to sleep, but you're not going to miss out on the coffee and the ice cream. So you get your coffee and your ice cream. And some point you do just lay down and you use like a fucking one of your t-shirts or maybe your shorts or just some piece of clothing or your backpack. I used to use my backpack as well sometimes. As a pillow, you know, use something as a pillow, or you just face plant. I used to do that as well. And sometimes you fall straight asleep. Sometimes it takes a while, but you do sleep. Okay. Usually I would just go, you know, straight out to dreamland, But there were times when it was difficult. But even when it was difficult, I would still sleep. It was a strange kind of sleep, but I would still be able to sleep in that environment. But you do feel kind of, it's kind of open, you know? You feel exposed and you feel like you still are sleeping in a room where 100 other people are doing things. And it's a weird feeling. It's the same kind of feeling you get when you, like, maybe sleep on a plane. Like, I've tried to sleep on planes many times. I can kind of sleep on planes now a bit, but it's still a weird feeling. You're never really kind of truly asleep. Even if you feel like you are, you're kind of not. There's still, like, a small part of you that's aware there's other people around. So you may kind of go out like a fucking light bulb. You may be out like a light, but there is still something inside that's like, hey, fucking anyone right now could just climb over these tidy walls and come and attack me. Yeah, there's still that part of you, I feel like, that's still on guard, you know, just fucking ready to fight, on guard to fight if you need to. Yeah, anyway, so you fall asleep, you're asleep, and then you wake up, you've slept, and you wake up, and then it's time to get the fuck out, because if you don't get the fuck out, then they're going to charge you for every fucking hour you stay there over the time that you said, hey, I'm going to stay here for this amount of hours. And I forget how many hours it was. 7-8 hours, I want to say. Maybe less, maybe more. But it's like just enough time to get, you know, an okay kind of sleep. But by the time you've, you know, watch some TV and you've gone on the internet and you've ate your coffee and ice, drank your, that's what you do, isn't it? You eat coffee and you drink ice cream. By the time you've drank the coffee, eaten the ice cream, by the time you've really kind of got ready to fall asleep, it's maybe 5-6 hours you get, if that. And sometimes I would have to shower as well. So I would have to either shower before I slept, or I would have to shower afterwards. So I'd either have to go to bed quite late, or I'd have to wake up early, and I would have to go and book the shower. And I remember one of them, the one that I stayed in the most was the one, yeah, by Canal City. And that had a really nice kind of shower, like private shower. It was very large. It was designed for one person to use at a time. But it was like a fucking, a very large, like, room for just one person to shower. And I always thought, like, they could have fit comfortably 3 showers. 5 if they were pushing it. But they could have, like, had 3 to 5 showers for, you know, people to use at the same time. They could have probably made more money. And there would have been cleaner people around. But, yeah, they didn't do it like that. They just wanted one big shower. Not complaining. It was a nice shower. Yeah, so I'd have to shower. And I wouldn't shower too much. But there would be, you know, every few days, I would get the feeling of, like, it's getting a bit too much now. I can smell myself. And that's when you know you need a shower, is when you can smell yourself. But anyway, that's what it's like. That's the experience of the Net Cafe. And there's lots of other things as well. There's vending machines, of course. It's fucking Japan, of course there is. And there's, you know, fucking just walls full of manga and anime as well, I think. Definitely manga. And I would used to, and you, the cool thing is you can just go and pick up anything. off the shelves and take it back to your cubicle and read and like and stuff like that. And there was lots of interesting manga. I never read pretty much any of them. I would look and I would take some back and I would try every now and then, but I just wasn't into it. And yeah. And what else can I remember off the top of my head? Now, I mean, the women at the front desk, the reception area, the check-in area, they were always so pretty. They really were. They definitely chose these women on their looks. And just they fit perfectly. And they were always very nice as well. No complaints with them. So that was the experience. So that was the experience in the fucking Net Cafe. But then I have, you know, 18 hours outside to spend all day. And it's really hard to just spend time when you have, you know, nothing to do. It's really hard. I didn't have any work to do, okay, at the time. I didn't have, you know, anything to occupy my mind. I just had this city. I had Fukuoka. So the way I would spend my time is I would go in and I would watch some movies. I remember I watched just two movies that I can remember in Fukuoka, but I watched them over and over and over again, and they were White House Down and one of the Star Trek films. Whatever Star Trek film was out at that time, I would watch. And I loved White House Down. It was a really cool movie. And some people don't like that movie. Fuck them. Some people hate that movie. I think it's a great movie. And I've watched it so many times in that cinema in Canal City. Yeah. And like sometimes I'd fall asleep. I'd have a nap. But a lot of times I would just watch it, you know, and I knew all the words. I knew exactly what was going to happen. But I still enjoyed it. And I mean, the Star Trek film, I watched that several times as well. I didn't like that one as much. It dragged on a bit. You know, I would try and get some sleep during that one. That one was very loud, though. I mean, they were both very loud, but that one was kind of had more annoying noises in it. I can remember that. But I would still try and sleep through it. And the other things I did was I would get a Starbucks. I would just sit there with a very large coffee, and I would just look at the people around me, all the Japanese people, and especially the Japanese women. I would just look at them, and I would play on my phone, and that would be it. I'd spend hours in there, and I would walk around Canal City, this shopping mall. And I would go and I would smoke in the smoking areas with Japanese people. And I would go across the street. There was this beautiful, beautiful area by the riverside there. Across from it, there was a lot of love hotels. And it was always very interesting to kind of sit there. I'd have a coffee as well. I'd have my canned coffee and my cigarette. And I would smoke and I would drink coffee. And I would look at these love hotels, and sometimes I would see people in the windows. A lot of them didn't even have windows, I think. It was kind of secretive, but I think some of them had windows. Maybe all of them had windows. You know, the memory does kind of fail you every now and then, these small details. But I think some of them had windows, because I was being a pervert, okay? I was trying to see people fucking. That's what I was doing, especially at night. I would sit there and I would look at them, look at these things, you know, trying to see people fucking. So I think they did have windows. They must have had windows. And I remember these like beautiful orange flowers, these yellowy orange, orangey yellow flowers that were there as well. And I've been trying to find like the exact type of flowers they were for a long time now. I've searched, you know, through, you know, putting in the description of them and everything. I have a video of them, so, and maybe some pictures of them as well that I have. So if I showed someone who was really into flowers, I could probably find out what flowers they were. But they were very beautiful. And I want those flowers in my life. I do. I want them all around me. And I want to plant a beautiful big garden full of those beautiful flowers. That's what I want. It's one of the things I want to do. Okay. What else would I do to spend the time? I would just walk around Hakata, which was the area around, you know, Canal City and the Mambu place. I would walk to the station as well. I'd walk around the station, especially if I was staying in that branch of Mambu. And I would go in the station, and I'd have breakfast at Coco's, or I'd have breakfast at Mos Burger. And I'd have lunch at Coco's or Mos Burger, and I'd have dinner at fucking Mos Burger or Coco's. Mos Burger or Coco's. Those are my two favourite places to eat. Mos Burger and fucking Coco's Curry House. That's what I call it. People call it something else. Ichiban, Coco Ichiban or something. I call it Coco's Curry House, okay? And I'm not changing that. Mr. Donut. I'd eat some Mr. Donuts. Donuts as well. Mr. Donut Donuts. But the main thing I did, and I quickly came to realize that I couldn't continue living this life of just doing the same things over and over again. I needed to do something bigger. Like, if I was going to do the same thing over and over again, I needed it to be interesting, like a challenge. So I decided that every day I was going to walk from either Hakata Station or Canal City all the way to Seaside Momochi, the ocean. And that's what I did every day. And I can still do that walk in my mind. It's one of the like fucking things in this universe that I can just do in my mind whenever I want to. I can walk that route from either the station or Canal City all the way to Seaside Momochi. And I would do that, and then on the way back, I'd stop at this KFC, and I'd get some KFC, or I'd stop at a 7-Eleven or a Family Mart, and I'd eat some convenience store food, or I'd stop at a Mr. Donut, and I would eat a donut, yeah. But the main thing I would do was I would do this walk, and it was, you know, several hours long there. I would spend several hours at the beach, and then I'd walk back for several hours as well. And I made a video about that as well, which I'm sure you can find. It's probably going to be on my website at some point. It's not up there at the moment, but it will be. And when I made the video of the walk that time, it was I actually did it throughout the night. I switched things around, and I stayed in the cafe, the Net Cafe, in the day, and I stayed up all night. Or maybe I didn't even stay in the day. Maybe I just went like all through the night and into the next day. I might have done that. But that video, I remember a part of it anyway, was me walking through the night to the beach. And it's crazy I did that. Like, I spent, you know, all night out in this Japanese city, just walking through all these neighborhoods and everything. And then just, I remember I got to the beach just as the sun was coming up. Yeah. That was wild. That was a wild night. But most of the time, it was in the day I did it. I did the walk. I love Fukuoka. And I don't think I would love Fukuoka the same way if I hadn't have had these experiences there. You know, in Osaka, I stayed in the same place pretty much. When I got to Osaka, I stayed in a few net cafes, and then I went to a hotel, and then I found this like long stay accommodation. It was very cheap, but was actually pretty great. And I didn't see much of Osaka because I was just fucking tired from Fukuoka. So I stayed basically inside and around the area for most of it, my time in Osaka. And then when I went to Tokyo, I was still drained, and I did a few things around Shinjuku in Tokyo, but I actually stayed in a version of Manbu that was insanely more awesome. It was basically a hotel, and I had my own room there, and I stayed in there also when I went back to Japan later on in 2016. I think it was, yeah. I stayed there again. But I mean, Fukuoka was different. And it was different because it's the only place I've been homeless for basically homeless. Like I had a fucking roof over my head. I did have the net cafes that I was staying in. But I did feel like I was living a homeless lifestyle. I would fall asleep, you know, on park benches in the park there, Ohori Park. It is called, and I really fucking love that park. It was beautiful, and a lot of times I would fall asleep on the bench, and I get a few hours sleep there. I shouldn't say a lot of times. There was a few times when I fell asleep on the way back from the beach. I fall asleep on a bench for a few hours. And I remember there was another time I stayed up trying to save money and not stay in the net cafe that night. I stayed up in a McDonald's and a Mr. Donut, I think. Yeah, like all through the night I stayed there in those places. And I would go into the McDonald's, I'd walk around, I'd go into the Mr. Donut, I think. And then I would smoke, walk around, go back into these places. It was rough. It was a rough existence. And by the time I left on the bus, the highway bus, my feet were falling apart. I pulled a blister off my heel, and it was like a part of my foot came off. It wasn't just a blister. It was like it was like half of my heel just, you know, came off my foot, and this river of pus came down, hit the concrete. It really did break, you know, my body, kind of. Like, I was still surviving, I was still standing, but it really fucking hurt. Every part of my body fucking hurt. It really did. By the end of it. And it took a long time to recover in Osaka and Tokyo. And I think that's why, you know, the time I had in Osaka and Tokyo was the way it was, because of that month I spent in Fukuoka. But I wouldn't trade it for anything. I really wouldn't. You could give me $1 trillion and I'd say, fuck off. I'm keeping my time in Fukuoka. And I haven't been back there since. That's an interesting thing, isn't it? I haven't been back there since to Fukuoka. But I really do want to go. And I think it will be really emotional. It will be one of the more emotional places that I return to. Because there are other emotional places and stuff. And places I love. And the places that are very special to me in the world. there is something about Fukuoka and my relationship with it, and it's strong, and I hope to, you know, go there many more times. And it's about time I fucking go back, isn't it? I really do want to go back. I want to make more cool videos in Fukuoka. I want to see, you know, more of it, because I saw so much of it, but I'm sure there's more to see. And I want to go and walk in my old footsteps again there, and maybe not do a month of living in the net cafes, but hey, do a few days, you know. Maybe I'll stay in a nice big fancy hotel when I'm there, and I'll live a different way. But I definitely will, you know, I'll definitely fucking do that walk again a few times. I love that walk. I could do it right now. I can do it in my head. I can do it whenever the fuck I want to. But it would be cool to do it physically again. And maybe I will go back and just do the whole month of living in net cafes there. Yeah. Whip out my... I'll take my Mambu Gold Members card off the wall. And I'll see if it still works. Yeah. I feel all warm and fuzzy. I do. Yeah. I'm sure I've got more things to say on this. But this was this version of this episode. I actually did make another version of this. But I didn't upload it. And I haven't listened back. So I'm not sure what that one was like. But I just felt like talking about it. Like right now. So I've made a new one. I've made this one. And I'm going to upload this one.